Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, we're talking with Mary Ann Mealy and Julie Murray of Hope Means Nevada. It's an important topic. Stay tuned for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Hello, is this D&D Roofing?
Yes, it is. How may I help you?
You did such a great job on my roof. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner.
Oh, can I speak to your supervisor?
Sure.
How may I help you?
I love your work. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner. We're all owners. Well, that's why at D&D we work so hard to keep your home safe and sound.
Oh, no wonder.
D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal. Local, employee-owned, here for you.
Like a traditional handmade basket, retail is woven into the fabric of life in Nevada. From big box to mom and pop, retail supports our communities in countless ways. Jobs for the disabled, team uniforms for kids, help for the elderly, and so much more. Retail employs over 1 in 10 workers. Retail supports Nevada, and we support retail.
RANNV.org.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology like this electronic eye that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you because trucks move America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're delighted to welcome to the program for the first time for both of them, Mary Ann Mealy and Julie Murray. They are committee co-chairs of Hope Means Nevada. Mary Ann is with the R&R Partners Foundation, and Julie is with the Nevada Medical Center. She's the president of that. Pleasure to have you both on the program. Serious topic today, talking about mental illness. And let's start out with Mary Ann. Tell us what Hope Means Nevada is all about and how did it begin?
Well, Hope Means Nevada was launched under the power of the Nevada Medical Center. And you may or may not know, but the Nevada Medical Center every year publishes a healthcare report card. And since the first year of the report card being published, mental wellness in Nevada has received a failing grade. And it is the number one priority of the Medical Center this year that was founded several years ago by Julie Murray and her good friend Eric Hilton as a convener of healthcare. And their purpose is not to have providers out in the community, but to bring healthcare providers together to communicate. And one of the biggest gaps when we went into this that we found out is that awareness alone is the number one reason people have been unable to connect with each other, to connect to resources. And the number one killer of our children between the ages of 11 and 19 is suicide. It's the number one cause of death in this state. And the Nevada Medical Center is committed to not only raising awareness, but also raising funds to be granted out to existing mental wellness programs in Nevada. This is not a phase. It's not a one-time campaign. It is a movement to make people aware that mental health is as important as physical health. We have got to start the conversation about how important it is for us to maintain our mental wellness, especially with what is going on right now in Nevada. And Nevada is special in a lot of ways compared to the rest of the country with our unemployment, with COVID. We had originally envisioned this campaign to officially launch in October, which is Global Mental Health Day. Then COVID came, and we realized that we needed to not only focus on our youth and suicide and how important that is, but we needed to talk to everybody in Nevada about the importance of their mental health right now. It is COVID with people being sheltered inside. It's isolating. It causes stress in homes that where families don't get along. And the pre-COVID, Nevada was struggling. Post-COVID and the isolation and the economic situation in Nevada and then the racial injustice issues has increased anxiety and stress and crises beyond anything that we could ever imagine. And we have to start talking about it.
Julie, it's been fascinating to look at this whole situation and see, you know, what were going to be obvious problems coming down the pike when you had a lockdown where families were going to be enclosed together for a considerable period of time, and now it's been months. Any surprises there with what's occurred?
You know, Sam, Marianne and I recently had a conversation, one of several, with Richard Egan from the Nevada Office of Suicide Prevention. And he shared that historically over time, that about 6 months after any crisis, whatever it might be, Katrina, September 11th, or other crises, that suicides peak. And what we're hoping to do is catch it early enough so that in Nevada, 6 months after the COVID issue hit, 6 months after the very tragic death of George Floyd, we can stop this spike. We can, through awareness, be able to make a change. I know that, Sam, my first encounter with suicide of a young, very young friend was my son's godfather, fresh out of law school, so much life ahead of him, a little one at home, a new baby. And for whatever reasons that suicide was a part of his path, he committed suicide and left a very young mom and a very young child fatherless. And since then, as Marianne and I talk to more and more people, we find that so many people either have someone in their lives who that might have happened to, or more prevalent is that mental anxiety, depression, sadness is a part of so many lives. That's why when the R&R partners and the foundation did the campaign, they did Ask Five, and it's about encouraging others to reach out and ask five friends, family members, or even a stranger, are you okay? And it's amazing the success that we found.
And, you know, I mean, this is such a broad topic. You know, we've talked about mental illness on this program for many, many years now. And I don't think that the general public thinks of this in the so many different ways that it occurs. But now we're being forced to contemplate this because our society was not founded in a way that people would be in such close proximity to each other on this constant and regular basis. So, who are your biggest concerns for right now? I mean, it would be easy to say everyone, but is it the parents? Is it the children? Is it, you know, what is your biggest concern of where we are right now?
Sam, that's a great question. And Marianne and I were just reading an article that she shared from Stanford showing that with all that's occurring in COVID, not only with the healthcare crisis, but the economic recession that happened after, and then the social and equity issues occurring, that it's the children who don't have the ability to help their parents overcome the financial crises or help a grandparent who might have caught COVID, and similarly processing what is going on in social inequity. I know I was talking to a young family member about the George Floyd death over the weekend, and still, it's been since May 25th, we can't have a conversation without her crying and saying, I can't believe that he was calling for his mama, who is no longer alive. And how do our young people process it? So although mental wellness is so important for every age, so that we can be laser focused, we're working on the teens which the report card shows is our number one challenge to overcome, with suicide being the number one cause of death in that age group.
And I would like to add, can I just add to that too, Julie? And I you know, our youth are our most precious resource. But one of the things that we learned talking to our committee members too is that sometimes it's the parent have the stigma. I mean, the young people, and I was just reading that, you know, millennials are a lot more open to talking to each other about these types of things. But occasionally, it's the parents that still carry that stigma that was passed down from generation to generation. And so as we talk to our youth, we want parents to listen, because we know that they're the closest to our youth. And they're still the people who have the most influence in our kids' lives.
One of the problems, Marianne, that is occurring right now is that, you know, for so many years now, the schools have been the place that has, to a large extent, replaced a good chunk of parenting. And I mean, you know, by choice or necessity, that has been the case. And with the school shut down, does that concern you that this is going to be an even greater problem because the kids don't have that resource?
Well, the interesting thing about the campaign is that it's very socially forward. So our social channels are the most active part of the campaign, and it is the way. It's an interesting thing. It's stressor for them to be at home with their family and not to be able to interact with their friends and their groups of kids. But at the same time, they're spending a lot of time on their screens. So we're doing the best we can to reach them on those small screens and their laptops as often as we can, with messages of hope and you're not alone. And hopefully we can get them to reach out to each other with the Ask Five campaign. So if every kid just every day reached out to five other kids or aunts or uncles, then we can exponentially probably break down that wall of isolation that they're feeling and that you're talking about. Yes, it's hard. And you know what? It's going to be long term. The effects of this are going to go on beyond the days that they get to go back into the classroom, whatever that looks like. So this is something that's going to be with us for a very long time.
Okay, and explain that, will you? There's a simple answer, but what's the more complex answer to why this is not going to be something that is going to be resolved in the short term?
Well, I think if you listen to most of the experts right now, they say that it's going to take us, at least 12 to 36 months to get back to anything that looks like what these kids and our families remember from before COVID. And there was you can remind me where the stat came from, but there was a recent piece of research done that says for every percentage point, I want to make sure I get this right, increase in unemployment rates, that translates into 1% increase in suicide death and 3% in opioid deaths. Because we know that one of the things that happens when teens reach that crisis point is they often reach for drugs. And so those two things work in tandem. And the world is just not going to be the way it was for a very, very long time.
Julie, what are your concerns as you look at the situation with the legislature and the governor, where funding is going to be dramatically cut because of the shortfall that we've already seen, an even bigger shortfall coming for the next budget cycle? The funding to help with this is, you know, mental health has always been a minimal thing in this state, and I'm going back 40 years in talking about that. And, you know, we're going to be in an even bigger crisis financially. So where do we get the resources to be able to fight this?
You know, Sam, we've been in communication frequently, in fact, every Tuesday, with the Robin Hood Foundation in New York City. And they are one of the leading foundations who look at community and resiliency and how to get through it. And one of the things that we've learned from them and are emulating and replicating in Nevada, particularly with mental health, is public-private partnerships. So you are absolutely right. The government isn't going to be able to do this alone. So that's why Hope Means Nevada has a twofold mission. It's not only to raise awareness for the sorts of things that we've been talking about so far, but it's also to raise funding. We have such a generous, can-do spirited state where when an issue is brought to philanthropists' attention, we've seen such generosity. So as Mary Ann and her amazing team at R&R Partners and their foundation are raising awareness, we are also working to raise funds, and the dream and the goal is that on Global Mental Health Day, October 10, 2020, that we'll be able to grant out some funds to some organizations throughout the state who are doing really good work but have a shoestring budget. And even our teen committee, we have these beautiful teenagers, diverse group from all throughout the state who convene monthly, and they even are jumping in and helping with the fundraising. So it's one of the most beautiful collaborative efforts I've seen, and for a very important cause.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back much more on this topic after this timeout.
As you know, Reno is booming. Toll's development company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Toll's development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
Because of UMC, I'm putting my free time to good use.
Because of UMC, she keeps me on my toes.
Because of UMC and this guy, I'm here.
UMC, the highest level of care in Nevada.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Julie Murray and Mary Ann Maley, and they're both on the committee here of Hope Means Nevada. Julie, you know, what's been striking to me, and we've seen this because of the protests, is that the 18 to 20-year-olds, and I'm spanning 18 years to, say, 30, their response to everything that's going on has been quite remarkable. And are you getting the sense that in terms of mental health awareness that they are more involved than one might have thought?
Absolutely. One of the favorite parts of Hope Means Nevada are the teens and teens and young people. And we're finding that they are finding their voice. And not only are they saying, we don't want suicide to be the number one cause of our age group, we want to do something about it. We want to make a difference. These teens are so active. In fact, on their last Zoom meeting call, Lady Gaga's mom, Cynthia, dialed in to check in with them and tell them what a great job they're doing. And we have different special guests that will join into their Zoom calls because adults are wanting to see what the young people, the teens and millennials are doing in suicide prevention because it's the most beautiful coming together where they're finding their voice and they're becoming a part of the solution.
All right, and we'll take a break and we'll be right back.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Come visit Design Outdoor's store and backyard to see our wide selection of fire pits, barbecues, and pizza ovens, natural stone water features, and fountains, and frostproof pottery. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
One of the most psychologically damaging things parents can do to children in divorce is disparage one another, which is why I can't believe I even have to make this commercial. Half of your kids' genetics come from this person you're spewing hate about. Your children have the right to love you both, but more than that, they deserve to love themselves.
Marilyn York might be a men's rights divorce attorney, but this is for every selfish parent. Shut up.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. A lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Mary Ann Mealy. She is with R&R Partners Foundation. She's also the committee co-chair for Hope Means Nevada. Julie Murray had to run off to another meeting here. So I wanted to ask you, Mary Ann, you know, we talk about kids today, and I'm afraid that kids go all the way up into their 80s at this point with their phones. And spend so much time on social media, and yet we know that social media is not real life. How does that play into all of this?
Well, social media plays into all of our lives in so many different ways. And for kids, I mean, you know this, we have talked about this, and the R&R Foundation several years ago did a campaign in a number of schools called Flip the Script. The amount of bullying and shaming that goes on online amongst kids, and honestly, we can see it now amongst adults, the public shaming that happens and name calling and those types of things affects everybody's mental health. And so when you're walking around and your life is right there on that screen, and you're being told that you're not worth anything, and you know, your hair is the wrong color, and all this bullying that goes on, and you were afraid to talk to anybody about it, and you think you are the only one, it is one of the leading causes of crises in our kids, without a doubt. But we can flip that. If we take that channel and we get them to start talking to each other and being open about the fact that it's hurtful, and I'm not okay. I'm not okay with how I feel after I've been online with my friends. That's the point of the campaign. It's really simple because, and I've heard every single expert that we've talked to say this exact same thing. We are hardwired for human connection. And teens and their brains aren't developed, and they don't distinguish between what's real life, to your point, and what's on the phone. So we have to reach out to them. Parents have got to start having a conversation now and asking their kids if they're okay, asking your nieces and nephews if they're okay. The human connection is the starting point for mental wellness. Whether and those screens aren't going away. We all know that, right? We're all attached to our screens right now. And as much as they can cause the shaming, we also have the power to intervene and to lower the anxiety amongst our kids.
All right, so if somebody wants to reach out, whether they're a teen or a parent or a grandparent, where do they go for help? Can they do that through your organization?
Sam, thank you for asking that question. Yes, the campaign and the movement is designed so that if you go to Hope Means Nevada, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, or hopemeansnevada.org. It will send you to a site. And that was one of the first things as we, I think we pulled this can, the work up in 3 or 4 weeks, is that when you get to the site, you can click and get a human being. So there are all the national hotlines around the site. We are in the process of vetting local resources because ultimately we want people to get to a human being that's in their community, in their neighborhood. So yes, hopemeansnevada.org can connect anybody, especially our youth, to someone who can help and support.
Well, I really appreciate both of you coming on the program to talk about this. It's an important topic, and I don't think we've ever had a spotlight on mental health in any form as greatly needed as it is right now. And as you say, it's not something that's going to go away in the short term. It's going to take a long time. So thank you and Julie for both of your efforts and your organization. And please come back and report back to us in a few months and let us know how things are going.
Oh my gosh, we would love to do that. And very, very grateful to you and give us the time. And hopefully you will reach out to 5 people that you know today and ask them if they're okay.
That sounds like a great plan. Thank you so much, and we'll be right back.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com. As you know, Reno is booming. Toll's development company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Toll's development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
Safety. We all think about it. You think about it when he buckles in, when you check your mirrors and put away your phone. RTC thinks about safety too. In fact, we create it. Center turn lanes mean fewer blind spots. Bike lanes keep cyclists and you safe. Roundabouts reduce injury collisions. And all these crosswalks are designed to keep families like yours safe. Safety is your priority, and it's ours too. Every day, in everything we do.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
You can now watch Nevada Newsmakers on YouTube. Just go to YouTube and search for Nevada Newsmakers and become a subscriber. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching and listening.